Continuing with the discussion of antennas, when they are used in a accurate GPS control survey, you may notice that on the ground plane you'll see an arrow. This is really a guide to making certain that all of the antennas that are used in simultaneous observations of baselines are oriented in the same direction. Generally, the way it's done is that the antennas, several, let's say three or four receivers, all of their antennas would be oriented to north. This means they would all be pointed in the same direction. And of course, you may ask why that would be of interest. The reason is because the physical center of an antenna is not exactly coincident with the phase center of the antenna. And of course, it's the phase center, as we were looking at in the gain pattern diagram, it's the phase center that is of interest to the receiver. That's where the signal is actually pinpointed, if you will. But of course, when we center an antenna over a point, we can only center it by its physical center. If the two were exactly coincident, it wouldn't be any concern whatsoever that the antennas are all oriented in the same direction. But since there is a difference between the two, the concept is, by orienting the antennas in the same way, the offset that is inherent in that difference would always be in the same direction, and so therefore the baselines would come out exactly the same, as if the physical and the phase center were coincident. As I say here, it's important to remember that the position at the each end of a GPS baseline is the position of the phase center of the antenna, and not the physical center. And that the phase center is not actually an immovable point. The location of the phase center changes slightly with the satellite's signal. For example, it's different for L2 than for L1. In addition, as the azimuth intensity and the elevation of the received signal changes, so does the difference between the phase center and the physical center. These small azimuthal effects can be brought on by local environment around the antenna. Now, of course, this difference that we're talking about can be, and usually is, at a few millimeter level. So for the more rough work, it isn't that vital. It's only when we're talking about control work, work that needs to be quite accurate, that it's valuable to have all of the antennas rotated and oriented to the same azimuth.